page 299, October 17. Lip service religion. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. Isaiah 58:10. There is a spurious experience that is prevailing now everywhere in regard to the love of Jesus, that we must dwell on the love of Jesus, that faith in Jesus is all we need, but these souls must be instructed that the love of Jesus in the heart will lead to humility of life and obedience to all his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. The love of Jesus that goes no further than the lips will not save any soul, but be a great delusion. Manuscript 26, October 17, 1885, first visit to Sweden, diary. Some who claim to love Jesus are deceivers, and all their religion is lip service. It does not transform the character. It does not reveal the inward working of grace. They do not show that they have ever learned in Christ's school the lessons of meekness and lowliness of heart. They do not show by life or character that they are wearing Christ's yoke or lifting Christ's burdens. They are not reaching the standard given them in God's Word, but a human standard. Their life is not pure like Christ's life. They are not being refined and ennobled by His Spirit. The way of truth they have not known, and they are of that number who will say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. We have taught in thy streets. We have done many wonderful works. But Christ will say of them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:23. Those who reject the truth of the Bible do it under a pretense of loving Jesus. Those who love Jesus will reveal that love by being obedient children. They will be doers of the word and not hearers only. They will not be continually pleading, all that we have to do is to believe in Jesus. This is true in the fullest sense, but they do not comprehend, they do not take it in its fullest sense. To believe in Jesus is to take him as your Redeemer, as your pattern. All who love Jesus must follow his example. They must connect themselves with Jesus as closely as a branch is connected with the living vine. They are abiding in Jesus, and Jesus is abiding in them, and they are doers of his word, partakers of his divine nature. Manuscript 26, October 17, 1885, first visit to Sweden, diary.